Well, somebody once wrote that if the wise men had been women, they would have asked for directions, they would have arrived on time, helped deliver the baby, cleaned the stable, made a casserole, brought disposable diapers, and given practical gifts. Today is the feast day of the Epiphany. The word in Greek means a manifestation or a revelation. How God's salvation was manifested to the Gentiles. We know that when the shepherds were told by the angels to come adore the Christ child, that was the manifestation to the Jewish people. The wise men represented God's salvation being offered to the Gentiles as well. So today we have this wonderful reading from St. Matthew. And Matthew tells us that in the days of King Herod, the Magi from the east came to adore the Christ child. Now, these Magi were astrologers, they were wise men, they were philosophers, studiers of ancient religions. In some of their ancient texts, they had read that when they saw a particular star that indicated that a new king would be born, the king of the Jews, the Jewish people. And so they traveled, most likely all the way from Persia, traveling thousands of miles, most likely by camel, all the way to Jerusalem, which was the center of the Jewish faith. They went there, of course, because Jerusalem was the most important city. It was really the headquarters of the Jewish religion. And they show up and they ask King Herod, where is the newborn king of the Jews? This indicates the wise men weren't too bright, okay? Because you don't ask a tyrant, an evil man like Herod, who had killed 30 men in order to take over the throne. He killed 5 of his 10 wives, 3 of his sons, his mother-in-law. You did not live very long if you were related to King Herod. And so here the wise men come all this way and they say, where is the newborn king of the Jews? We have come to do him homage. Well, of course, this got Herod very upset and troubled him because he thought that his reign would be over. And so they indicate to him, well, where is this king to be born? Well, King Herod didn't know, so he calls the chief priests and the scribes together and says, well, what does the Bible say? What does Scripture say? And so the chief priests and the scribes come up with the answer that the Messiah, the Christ, will be born in Bethlehem, which is only 5 miles away, 5 miles from Jerusalem. Isn't it amazing that these wise men traveled over 1,000 miles to see Christ, and yet people in Jerusalem weren't even traveling 5 miles to try to find him in Bethlehem? And so they said that Micah the prophet says the child will be born in Bethlehem. And so the wise men head out. But before they do, King Herod has a little secret meeting with them and says, find out about this new king. When you find him, come back to me and let me know the exact location, so I'll go and, quote unquote, do him homage. Well, in Herod's words, that means, of course, he would destroy him. And ultimately, he did destroy and kill every male child 2 years and under in that region, which they say is about 30 young boys gave their life for Christ. And they're called the Holy Innocents. They were ultimately killed by King Herod when he was trying to destroy the Christ child. So the wise men leave Jerusalem. They travel 5 more miles. And it says that the star that they had seen at its rising came and stopped over the house where Jesus was. Now what's interesting is that some of the fathers of the church say, well, what exactly was this star? What was it? Some of the fathers of the church say it must have been an angel of light, because only an angel could actually move and actually place itself over the house where Jesus was. What's also interesting is that in the Greek text, the word here is no longer stable or cave or manger. It is a house. Because by this time, the census would have been over, Bethlehem would have emptied out, Joseph would have found proper housing for Mary and the Christ child. So they were now living in a home. But so the wise men go and they see the star and it comes over this house and they go in. And it mentions they see the child with Mary, his mother. Joseph is not mentioned here. Most likely he was working, earning a living, so to provide for his family. And so they come in and they see Mary and the child Jesus. And I'm sure that the conversation was very interesting at the dinner table that night when Mary said, "Honey, you'll never know who stopped by. You'll never guess who came by. Check out these gifts that they gave us." So the wise men came in and they adored him. They adored the Christ child. These pagans, these Gentiles, who in the past had been worshiping the stars, now came and worshiped the creator of the stars. And they prostrated themselves and did him homage. And they brought out three gifts, very valuable gifts in Persia: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Very valuable gifts. But of course, when looking at it now through the eyes of faith, we see how appropriate these gifts were. The gold that they gave to Christ is the gold for a king. The incense, the frankincense, which was used in the temple to worship God, was the gift to honor the divinity of the Christ child. And myrrh, the embalming fluid, was a gift to honor the humanity of one who came into this world to die for our salvation. So what appropriate gifts: gold for a king, frankincense for God, and myrrh for the man who was to die for our salvation. Now, how do we relate this to our spiritual life, to our daily life? Well, the wise men were on a pilgrimage, and every one of us is on a pilgrimage as well. Life on earth is very short. Life is a pilgrimage to heaven. The star that we follow, of course, is the church. And the church leads us to Christ in the Eucharist and helps to lead us to heaven. So if we're wise, we will seek Christ. We will spend every day trying to learn more and more about Jesus, trying to love him more and more. If we're truly wise men, like the Magi, we will spend our pilgrimage on earth trying to get to heaven, to seek Christ, to come to adore him and to worship him, and to give the Lord our gifts, to give the Lord our time, our talent, our treasure, and to place that at the Lord's feet. When we think of the sacrifices that the wise man made, traveling all that way on camel, all the way across those mountains and the moors and the valleys, the sacrifice they made to just get to see the Christ child. I think about this whenever I drive up to church, thinking how easy we have it to get to Christ. We can drive our nice cars. We can get here in 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes. What I would suggest is as you come to Mass, use that time as an act of preparation for receiving the Christ child in Holy Communion. Instead of listening to the radio or to the news, instead, turn that off and put on religious music, or put on the rosary, or maybe even better, say the rosary with your spouse and with your children to prepare for Christ. And that's a wonderful thing to do. If you live in Heritage Hunt or Dunbarton or Braemar or Kingsbrook, you can get a couple decades in between now and, you know, from your house to the church. You can get 2 or 3 decades. Some of you live 5 decades away from the church. So you can use that time to prepare your heart and mind and soul to receive Christ. And ask yourself, what gifts do you bring to the Lord whenever you come to Mass? The saints remind us that we should bring the gold of our love for Christ. We should bring the frankincense of our prayers, because the incense reminds us of our prayers drifting up to heaven. And we should bring the myrrh of our mortifications, our sacrifices that we make during the week. These are the gifts that we bring to the Lord every Sunday when we receive him. And we're much more blessed than the wise men. They only got to lay their gifts at the feet of Christ and gaze upon him for a few hours. we get to receive Him in the most blessed sacrament. And just as they adored Christ and did Him homage, so we, as Catholics, when we go to Mass, we genuflect and we adore Christ whenever we come into the church. We make an act of love every time we genuflect. We receive the Lord worthily in the state of grace and receive the Lord in Holy Communion reverently with the utmost love and respect and reverence that we can have. And then we receive the Lord. So we're more blessed than the wise men. They got to look at Christ from a few feet away. We get to receive Him into our heart and soul and body in Holy Communion. So this is the feast day of the Epiphany, this great manifestation when the wise men came to offer their gifts. Every Mass, we come to the Lord, and we, if we're wise, we'll use our pilgrimage time on earth well. We'll prepare for Mass. We'll bring to the Lord our gifts, our time, our talent, our treasure. We'll offer to Him our great love, our prayers, and our sacrifices. And we will receive the Lord in Holy Communion. And that will be a very wonderful way to honor the Christ child and to receive all the graces that He wants to give us. God bless you.